Good morning, everybody. 7:07. Young Busters, hour number 2. Can everybody hear? Can you hear, Michelle? Okay. Is it too loud? Too soft? Just right. All right. Welcome into Young Busters, hour number 2. We got Michelle Knight with us this morning.
Good morning, Michelle.
Michelle is with Integrative Health Services. She's part of the MBH Wellness, which is, of course, Dr. Misty. And Michelle's going to be joining us maybe once a month, maybe twice a month, or maybe just whenever we call her and say, hey, come in. Michelle, it's February the 1st. Doesn't that make you happy?
Well,
pull that microphone close.
I'm trying to figure out where January went.
Poof. Just gone. Just, yeah, get it closer. Like an ice cream cone. Almost. Yeah, it just like disappeared instantly. That's what we said. Crazy, yeah. Crazy. All right, Michelle, what's on the agenda for this morning?
Well, today I was going to do stress and anxiety, which I thought was appropriate considering you guys were talking about earlier with the vacation days and people not taking them. It's very important that people take vacation days that are offered to them. My philosophy is if you do not take care of yourself and do self-care, you are no use to anyone else. Mm-hmm. That's including your employer. That is including your family, friends, significant other.
And just the way you do your job, you know? I mean, everybody needs a break every now and then, you know?
And a change of scenery can definitely... It can just make you feel so renewed.
Exactly.
It's like a reset button.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
You know, the thing about it is, even if you don't, like, go on a vacation, you know, go spend the afternoon at Oak Mountain or...
Go to Tannehill,
go to the mall, you know, do something.
But
do something other than what you're paid to do every day.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't see how people still leave vacation days on the table. I guess
sometimes it all depends on how you're trying to, you know, schedule it.
Mm-hmm.
Someone else may already be off, or somebody already got that day, or, you know, your job is so busy, you know, you just needed there all the time. And before you know it, just like January got out of here, it's like the whole year is gone and now you can't schedule it because somebody else is already off. And,
it's true.
You know.
Well, studies are showing now that you're not as effective at work if you're not taking care of yourself better and taking vacation days. And I think some employers are starting to really realize that it's very important for their employees to do that. So if they're happier, then they're going to be more productive at work, which is going to bring them more revenue.
A place where that I used to work, Cannon, Virginia, when I lived in Virginia, they shut the whole plant down twice a year. Once in August, and then once at the end of the year around Christmas time for 1 week. And then you had your own vacation time.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You had your own vacation time as well. So that was great.
Well, the other thing I was going to mention, too, is that in regards to stress and anxiety, along with that goes worrying. Mm. And in one day, we have 60,000 thoughts, okay? Two-thirds.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Two-thirds of those thoughts are typically going to be negative. So we do a lot of what I call stinking thinking.
Yes, we do.
I say my brain's a butthole sometimes.
Okay.
I think that'd be a good shirt. I think that would be a good shirt.
Is that an FCC violation?
I don't think so.
No, you're all right. I'm just messing with you.
If I said the other way, then maybe.
We have 60,000 thoughts a day.
Mm-hmm.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
And two-thirds of them are negative.
Right. So we do a lot of distorted thinking, meaning that our brain is kind of naturally trained to just kind of go to the negative side.
And isn't that strange? Is that just because of the world we've been brought up in, or is that just something that's always been? Like, that's just so strange to me that because I had that thought the other day, it's like we were, like, programmed negative in a way. Mm-hmm. And it's strange. I don't know. It baffles my mind.
Well, and I was talking to someone the other day. They were mentioning the fact that they have a tendency to really, like, hyper-focus on worrying, things that they cannot control. And so one of the things that I told them they maybe should think about is, okay, if you're worrying about finances, and you can't get it off your brain, then you need to come up with a solution. Like, what is your solution for the day so you can let go of that thought? If that is to get with your bank and enroll in some kind of, like, change program where your spare change goes into a savings account, then do that so that you can move on to the next thing. Because if you're constantly hyper-focused on worrying and things that you cannot control, then, you know, you're not utilizing your day. And essentially, you're not being mindful and enjoying the things around you and enjoying life.
That's interesting. Talking about the bank thing, by the way, I have an account actually at a bank. I have a savings and a checking account. And I have this is a voluntary program, but I have this thing on my account where every single time I use my debit card, a dollar is taken out of my checking account and put into my savings account. It's like the thinking is if you're going to spend money on yourself, you need to put money in for yourself as well. So if I go into a gas station and buy a candy bar and a Coke with my debit card, it's still going to put a dollar into my savings account just from my checking into my savings just because I use my debit card, which I think is pretty cool. You know, I just made me think of that because you were talking about the change pot, you know.
Are we looking at you strange? Because why'd you explain yourself? Because I don't know. I was going there. I was with you.
Okay.
But well, you just like, I just thought about
she
that.
Well, she mentioned the whole change thing, throwing your loose change and put it into a savings account.
But let me ask you that. Things like that, though, does that help you have less worry about finances? And I'm sure that's not the only thing, but does it help any?
Probably not less worry, but I guess it kind of makes me feel better. Okay. I think, you know,
I'll tell you what, Will.
This is a good idea. Okay. You know, okay, I can go with this.
Instead of saving change, what you need to do is save dollar bills.
Well, that's basically
that
what
will add up, and you'll have.
That's what this is doing, basically.
It no, but I'm saying if you use, because that means it seems like
if
any
you
time
cash.
You. Yeah, I'm talking about when you use cash. So if you have like $4, you just say, okay, I'm putting those $4 away. Or if you have $1 or $2,
like,
you put
Michelle,
it'll add up very quick.
This is kind of a good thing for folks like you and Dr. Misty, right? That 2/3 of everybody's thinking is negative because that will keep y'all in business.
I mean,
no offense, but seriously.
I guess that does provide job security. Yes.
It's natural. Ingrown job security.
And I will say, too, that the majority of people come to me probably have some symptoms of anxiety.
Really?
It's very uncommon. I think a lot of that, too, has to do with there being such a high demand nowadays, which is efficiency. And you've got, like, the internet. People are taking their work home with them. A lot of people are checking emails that didn't happen, like, 20, 30 years ago where that was, you know, work was being taken home in that capacity. So it's very different than it used to be.
Well, we're talking with Michelle Knight, and we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Yawn Busters radio program on APH Radio. Don't go anywhere.
Like things that go fast? Tune in to 0 to 60 with Sean and Andrew. Saturday mornings at 10 o'clock, exclusively on APH Radio.
Hi, Mom. Is Claire's birthday party today? Me again, Mom. Where did I put my history book? Hi. Sorry, forgot one last thing. Sometimes it's hard to concentrate. At school, I start looking out the window, and then I forget what I was supposed to be thinking about. I know it seems like I don't care, but I do. It's just difficult for me. Love you, Mom. Bye.
Join parents and experts at Understood.org, a free online resource about learning and attention issues to help your child thrive. Brought to you by Understood.org and the Ad Council.
Montevallo Imports, located off I-65 at the Shelby County Airport exit, specializes in imports. You know, the grown-up rides you've been looking for? 663-9993. MontevalloImports.com and Montevallo Imports LLC pre-owned cars on Facebook. Cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. Montevallo Imports, I-65 at exit 234. Because good people deserve great deals. Montevallo Imports, another essential business partner of APH Radio.
When Rome's in ruins, we are the lions, free of the
cars. Good morning, good morning, good morning. You're listening to the Yawn Busters here on APH Radio. We have our guest in the house today.
Michelle.
Yes, ma'am.
Give me that. Give me that. What you were asking me if it was okay to say. Go ahead.
I have this analogy. Mm-hmm. It stems off the concept of mindfulness. We talked about this a few minutes ago, but basically, if you're not enjoying what's in the present, then you're really not being able to utilize life around you.
Mm-hmm.
And so the saying I have is that if you have one foot in the past and if you have one in the future, you are peeing on the present.
Basically, yeah.
So the concept is that you may have these things from your past that you have happened to you. Maybe you find yourself dwelling on these things, maybe past traumas, just events. And then you have on the other side the future and things that you keep worrying about that have not happened yet. And at some point, you do have to pull from your past because you want to pull from things and be able to apply it to your present. Mm-hmm. But it needs to stay in the past. And then as far as the future goes, you do have to plan accordingly for certain things. Like, I have to plan to put gas in my car so I don't run out on my way to work. But at the same time, I'm not going to worry about if I'm going to get married in 5 years from
now. Right, right, right.
I'm worried about that one.
Worry that you will or that you won't?
That I won't. I'm going to be alone the rest of my life.
No, you're not.
If you say it, you will. If you believe that, you will be alone.
Didn't we talk, though, about, I think we talked about this one morning, about like 9 out of 10 things that we worry about.
Oh, I said that.
Never actually come to fruition.
Yeah.
You know, we worry about stuff that's.
There's 10 bulls coming at you, and 9 of them wind up in a ditch.
That's called catastrophizing.
Mm-hmm. Mm. I like that word.
There's a word for that.
That's our word for the day. Right there with majority. The majority of us catastrophize. Ooh, I like that. Sounds sophisticated.
Well, and there's also self-fulfilling prophecy. If you're constantly saying that things are going to play out a certain way, then you've already kind of set yourself up for failure.
Now, that's right.
Now, we have this thing here in our studio. For whatever reason, when we verbalize something that's going to happen, it seems to happen.
Yeah.
I don't know what that is.
You know, all three of us, you know, we're big law of attraction and, you know, believing in what you say you will have. So generally, if we say stuff, it happens.
It happens.
Spookily.
Well, and there's also research that's been done in regards to people who tend to think more on the positive side have less symptoms of depression and are just overall happier.
Yeah.
And depression is also strongly related to anxiety as well. I call them cousins.
Mm-hmm.
So.
So is that two different things, depression and anxiety?
Yes, it is. However, a lot of times they go hand in hand for a lot of people, and they can be interrelated.
I guess depression is more it's over things that have already happened, whereas anxiety is worrying about things that haven't happened yet, kind of?
Not necessarily.
Depression's like just being extremely sad, everything's emotional and stuff, and you get down. It's just getting really, really down. Just picturing yourself on a sad day, but just 10 times worse.
Is he in the ballpark?
Yeah, I mean, there's situational depression where things happen, and then there are some people who struggle with chronic depression, meaning that it's just a chemical imbalance, and it's something that can be a consistent for some people. And again, they're situational as well.
Interesting. We're talking with Michelle Knight. She's with Integrative Health Services, part of the MBH Wellness. You and Dr. Misty in the same, I guess you're in the same building, office, whatever.
Yeah, we share office.
Talking about stress this morning. What percentage of your clients would you say there's stress issues or depression issues?
Ooh, goodness. I would probably say close to 100%. Really? Maybe not necessarily 100% with the anxiety, but as far as stress goes, I don't know many people that don't have some type of stress. Mm-hmm. So,
Well, nobody in this building has any stress or anxiety.
I think we're just really good at. I think we just know God and we just believe that things will be okay. Eventually.
Well, and,
they'll smooth out. Eventually.
But I get what you're saying. I've said that before, and it's actually Eckhart Tolle's The Power of Now. And there's actually a Now, this is actually something I kind of created. I kind of based it off of, but it, of a song because it's similar. But it was like, it's kind of like you're saying. It was the past lives as the future cries as the day just slips away. But, you know, living in the now, and that's hard to do, really, to be quite honest with you, unless you're, like, really mindful, which takes time to become mindful and stuff. But that is obviously, even in taking, because I love to take long, hot showers, and, you know, that actually can be a little bit of a spiritual thing almost.
TMI, Blake.
No, but seriously, because, but like no, to, I'm getting, I like, I'm getting to, in, I like to feel the water.
He has a good point.
You know what I mean? Because that's living in the moment, because you're not you're worrying about nothing, you're just relaxing.
Exactly.
You know?
I like that.
Yeah.
I take a long hot bubble bath. Just throw some Mr. Bubble in there.
Again, TMI.
So back to what he was kind of saying, I do agree with that. It's just taking small moments for yourself throughout the day, and that can help decrease stress. Also, too, if you are finding that you're constantly worrying about things that you cannot control, a lot of times you need to challenge your thoughts. So let's
cognitive
say that,
behavioral therapy.
Exactly. Wow. Where have you been getting all this from? I'm impressed.
I'm actually kind of smart. Okay. I just realized that.
He's modest, too.
He's real humble, too.
Maybe you need to take my place today. But, yeah, you need to challenge your thoughts. Like, if I'm having these negative thoughts about I'm not a good person, or, you know, people don't love me, or I'm not beautiful, whatever that thought is, it's like, okay, I need to challenge this. Like, what facts do I actually have to support this thought? Mm. And if I can't come up with facts, not assumptions, that's different, mm-hmm. Then I need to let that go. And so, again, that goes back to distorted thinking. Just because we have a perception of something doesn't mean that it is accurate and mm-hmm. it is true. I can give you an example. Let's say I am at a restaurant and I see my best friend's boyfriend and he's with another woman that is not her. My automatic thought may be that he's cheating on mm-hmm. her. But what facts do I have to support that? Mm-hmm. In that moment, I don't have any. I need to get more information. But that's the perception or the assumption that I'm making. Mm-hmm. And that's also how people get into a lot of sticky situations. Because yes. then I potentially go run back to my friend and be like, oh, your man is cheating on you. You need to do something about it.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that what all girls do? My next question was, what if you walk into a restaurant and your boyfriend is having dinner with another woman? What do you do then?
Then I'm going to need to get some information. I'm going to be asking some questions.
I'm going to need to get some information.
In either That's situation, you have to go over. Hey, how are y'all? How's it going? Y'all enjoying yourself? And if it's your boyfriend, he's going to be like, depending on his reaction, you'll know what's going on.
He's going to say two words.
If he falls out of his chair, then you know he's cheating.
He's going to say two words, and the first one is, oh. Sorry.
If it's your girl, your friend's boyfriend, then you still just walk up and say, hey, what's going on?
Yeah.
Hey, how you doing? And depending on their reaction, you'll know what's really going on.
Right.
And whether they introduce you to the female or not, and what they say she is.
Because if I'm the man and I see my girlfriend's best friend, mm-hmm. I'm going to be like, oh, I got some explaining to do.
He's
going
to say something either way. Oh, guys, he's going to say something to the girlfriend.
Well, y'all know we already have a script. We've got scripts.
If you get caught? Right.
Yeah.
So if that happened to you, what's the script?
We got script. Hey, meet my cousin.
You know that girl's not going to be okay.
And this would be a cousin that your girlfriend does not know, but
a distant cousin.
Well, the girl that you brought, though, is not going to be happy with being introduced as cousin.
That's a pretty good point.
She'll be like, what?
I messed up either way. I could just say, oh, here she comes. Just play along. Hey, it's my cousin.
Yeah, I don't think that'd go y'all over see very why? Well. I don't think that script
y'all
works.
Y'all see why I have no ring on my finger, right?
Now that's causing yourself unnecessary stress. Don't do that in the first place, and you won't have to be stressed out about getting caught.
Now, this may go beyond your realm of specialty, but like right. these aromatherapy, like candles and things, is there any
validity to
validity
that?
To those? Like, this candle will help relieve stress, or like the whole oil thing, you know,
essential oils.
Yeah, Is there any validity that aroma can do anything to relieve stress?
I don't know the research behind it. I do know I worked with people who have said that it has helped them. Mm-hmm. I know I have done some of it myself, and mm-hmm. I have felt that it's helpful. I also know someone who had chronic migraines, and they were doing some of it, and it was helping somewhat. So
I guess if it works for you. Mm-hmm. I just know if that was always. Didn't know if that was like a marketing ploy where, you know, we're gonna sell this candle and let's tell everybody it relieves stress and they'll buy one, because like you said, majority of the people are stressed or worried or something. So if they see anything on the shelf that says, "Hey, it relieves stress," they'll buy it.
Well, my thing is, if it's not working, then it's not going to continue to generate sales. So maybe there's something to that.
Could be.
It's very hot right now.
You could tell that person with the migraines, chronic migraines, you can actually get a piercing right here, and it's supposed to, like, take care of migraines forever.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I actually talked to a few people that had it done, and they said it actually works.
No more migraines, but, man, your ear hurts like heck forever.
It's full of information today.
Listen, he's a plethora of... He's a walking...
What were you going to say, Dale?
I don't know.
He's going to say you're full of it. No. Just kidding.
What else? You got any other notes that we need to talk about?
Those are kind of the main bullet points.
Okay.
I like the word mindfulness. Mm-hmm. And basically, she's just saying, mind yourself. Don't just be on autopilot. Don't let your thoughts take control of you. Don't let your thoughts guide you through your day. Like, pay attention to what you're thinking. Pay attention to yourself.
I think you mean, though, don't let your negative thoughts guide you. Because we all have thoughts, but a lot of them are positive. I mean, if you think about it, motivational speakers and things like that,
that's what
they live on, is think positive, think positive. You know, happiness is a choice.
And guess what? Most of those people have found out to get everything they've ever wanted. Lots
you may
of money,
think something is positive to do. Like, I may think it's a positive thing to come over there and kiss you on the lips.
Ooh, come
but
on.
You may think that's the worst thing ever.
Where's my chapstick?
Apparently, he's okay with it.
He's getting his chapstick out.
I did my chapstick. I took a bath this morning.
He's got my shirt on.
Look. Your shirt. Just mind your thoughts. Mind what you're thinking.
And another thing to add to that, too, is you can always do a gratitude list.
Mm-hmm.
So if you are having one of those days where you're just, you know, feeling kind of hopeless, stressed out, feel like nothing's going right, do a gratitude list, and it really helps you put things in perspective and realize
there you go, Kim.
The things that are going well for you.
Okay. I'm ready. Michelle's going, what are y'all doing?
I'm like a deer in headlights right now. What is happening?
This was for our Walmart.
It's mistletoe.
It's mistletoe. It's my mistletoe hat.
He's ready for me because I said if I thought it was a good idea to come kiss him on the
I'm having
that
a wardrobe malfunction.
You don't need it anyway. Hey.
So we were gonna ring the bell at Christmas time at Walmart, and I was gonna wear this, make a donation to the
Salvation Army,
and get a kiss. It was gonna be a record high day for donations,
people running away.
For people leaving Walmart without anything in their hands.
Oh,
oh goodness. Thanks, Michelle.
Thank you, Michelle.
You're welcome to hang out as long as you want to.
Such great information. Thank you so much.
Michelle's going to be with us from time to time. Uh-huh. So how can people get in touch with you, seriously, if they want your services?
Sure. So you can get in touch with us at 888-386-9624. You can also get in touch with us at mbhwellnessclinic.com. And I also have a personal website at ihealthservices.org. And you can get in touch with me on that website via email. And also, there's another phone number on there, too, that you can get in touch with me on.
So great. Plenty of ways to get in touch with Michelle Knight. Thank you very much. We'll take a break, and we'll be back. You're listening to the Yawn Busters on AP.
Good
morning. Good morning.